Which just goes to show, when truth is lacking, politics can fill the gap. That's what happens. Confusion. Let's go to the next one. Points of tension. Now, here is an example of a point of tension. And you hear this all the time. Now, get ready. Here it comes. Someone says to you, it's wrong to impose your morals on others. Went right by you, didn't it? I'll try it again. It's wrong to impose your morals on others. What am I doing? I'm imposing my morals on you by telling you that something is wrong. I'm contradicting myself in the same thought, in the same sentence. That's a point of tension. Kind of strange. New Agers and relativists, they'll say, there is no absolute reality. We all create our own reality. But they're so willing to argue with you about it. You cannot argue with anyone unless deep down inside somewhere you know good and well there is an absolute truth you can appeal to from which you can argue. Now digest that for a while. You know, there has to be a truth that is fixed and objective and separate from you. It has to be true whether you believe it or not. It has to be true whether you like it or not. It has to be true whether you've ever heard of it or not. It's just true. Even an atheist astronomer can sometimes let his true human nature slip through and betray the fact that he knows he's a person. He knows there's got to be a reason for being here. He's looking for some kind of a scheme to the overall structure of the universe. Third thing I wanted to talk about was how when truth is abandoned, when an ultimate moral authority is abandoned, that is how tyranny develops in a culture, in a nation. This has been demonstrated so many times. Let me just draw an illustration for you. Let's imagine, I call this the playground parable, okay? Playground parable. Let's imagine, here's a playground. There's hundreds of kids out there. Playing, you know, it's a typical grade school playground, okay? And they're throwing balls around, they're skipping rope, and they're just having fun. And maybe a few fights might break out, but that's okay, they get broken up. And it's really a pretty safe place to play. Pretty orderly for a playground, anyway. One of the reasons, folks, right on the edge of the playground, there's a big old sign that says, Playground Rules. No hitting, no shoving, no spitting on the girls, share the equipment, all that kind of thing, you know. Share the toys. Now, that's really nice, but why do the kids even obey those rules? Because of Mrs. Kravitz. Mrs. Kravitz has her clipboard and her whistle and her pink slips and all this. And if you transgress those laws, then there's going to be a certain authority brought into play here. That's what keeps... Okay, let's do a little experiment here. We'll take Mrs. Kravitz and we'll take her off the playground, okay? We'll put her over here. There, she's gone. Now the kids continue to obey the rules and they play according to the traditions they've always...